I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And it is the Skim Show for today is February 16th, 2024. And the episode is 133. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you said before.
Wait. I think I have this screwed up. I think it's 133.
Okay.
But for some reason...
It is February 16th. I do know that.
But for some reason, our album art thing that I put up after says 134, and I don't know why. So,
okay,
to figure that out. As you can see, we're live today. We decided to do a live one, and I don't know, probably will from now on.
We're live people.
Maybe if we do it live, we'll be more consistent about the day we pick. You know what I mean?
It's not up to me.
It's not
just a, so you guys know.
Are you putting that all on me?
It's on Scott's schedule.
Oh, well, that's some. That's some dark business.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here. Let's get used to it. Someone in the chat says they're used to hearing us at 2x speed. So if you have the right player, like podcast
Should
player,
I talk faster?
You can crank it up and go really fast. It doesn't change your pitch. It just changes the speed at which you talk. And I don't know how people do it. It would annoy me to no end.
Have you tried it, though?
I have. I don't like it.
It just makes you crazy.
I'm sure I could get used to it if I did it long enough. I could just fiddle. But
I think people are trying to... use their time wisely when they do that.
What do you mean wisely?
Because it goes faster.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You're using less of your time to listen to the show to get everything in.
Right. And that way they can fit more shows in.
Right.
So if I do a 3-hour core and they do it at double speed, they only spend an hour and a half on that show.
It's true.
This show will only be 15 minutes for somebody.
That'll be weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Anyway, we're back and we're happy to be here. We hope you guys are well. Ramona has joined the chat. Brand new baby in our lives.
Ramona B. Johnson.
Yep. B spelled how? B-E-E?
B-E-E.
Mm-hmm. Like the bug.
Yes.
Like the crucial.
That's how B spells her name also.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that was just like a letter B. It's short. It's short for Brinley, right?
Yes.
Oh, and since we're live, I can show up a photo. You guys want to see? This is her with her blanket. Let's see. Can I put that up here?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think I can. Let me pull that up. Whoops. It's kind of cropped funny. Anyway, that's her and her little blanket that community folks made, particularly Bobby Ann and Barry Folks made it and sent that in. That was really, really nice of them.
Yes, it was so, so pretty.
And look at it. It's all warm.
Look at her just like chilling next to it.
Yeah. She's kind of smiling almost in this shot, which is pretty great.
At least sticking out her tongue.
Anyway, Nick, the town crier, is officially a father of one.
Officially has his own crier.
Yep. Got his own little offspring crier there. One day we'll recreate the town crier business.
There you go. Oh, that would be really fun.
With little Ramona, who I'm going to call Mona.
Mona.
Even if I'm not allowed to, I'm going to. That's my prerogative.
You call her Roma.
Roma. Like Roma's cute. Roma's cute. Rami's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Mona's adorable.
Mona. You sound like Tony Danza on Who's the Boss? Wait. Was it Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It's been a long time.
Anyway. we're excited and happy to have her in the family.
And, she's adorable.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
They're actually coming over here today. So back when we had kids as babies, you were in the hospital for like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
When my mom had babies, they were in the hospital up to 10 days.
Yeah.
Now it's
a couple. Still.
Is that them getting here with the dogs?
I don't know. Oh. I think it's just
Carter's upstairs. We're okay. Anyway, now it's like, she had the baby, a day and a half ago? And she's coming home like now.
Yes. So. They're leaving the hospital this morning. So that's she was born late in the evening on Tuesday.
And now they Thursday. Just get you in and get you out, man. They're just like, get out of here. This is a hospital. We need the beds. Like, honestly, what's the hurry? I guess it's cost. It's money.
Yeah, it's insurance, things like that.
Listen to the dogs lose their minds. We may have a baby here.
Maybe. I don't know.
That seems early because has the hospital ever let anyone out on time?
Yeah, they were supposed to be out like almost 2 hours ago, though. So
nine of 12 says she got booted out the next day with hers.
Wow.
Damn. That's
hopefully you recovered well enough to leave. I mean, that's the scary part is whether or not you're really ready.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they check you and make sure everything's good. And they have a lot of conversations about the baby and you and how your mental health is and things like that. Yeah. But I still don't think it's prudent to leave the day after. That's a little scary.
Yeah. And when you say, so what do they do now? Do they have stuff like some women are prone to postpartum hoo-ha? So.
Yeah. There was someone that called. I was there when someone from the hospital called B yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to sit and have a conversation with her about, you know, if you feel this way, this is what you need to do, and this is who you need to talk to, and you need to make sure that you're paying attention to your mental health. So it's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, if you feel down or if you feel, there's a lot of words they use that weren't, if you feel depressed, because right. Some people don't know what that feels like.
Never been depressed, so how would you know how it feels? Yeah.
Right. So it's if you feel down or you feel, you know, super sad or you feel like you might harm yourself or your baby. Like there was a lot of questions there. Hmm. It's good they ask.
Okay. So when we were, did they ask you that stuff when we were in there?
I don't think so.
For our babies?
I mean, that was... almost 24 years ago.
Okay. Well, the first one was
almost 30 years ago.
Yeah. So Taylor was born in 94. And I don't remember any of those questions.
But
I just remember
a
lot of nipple things.
25 years before that, people were staying in the hospital for 10 days.
And 25 years before that, they were in there for 6 months. And before that, everyone had their own hospital.
Everyone had them at home.
Do you, what was I going to say? I was going to say, oh yeah. So back then it just felt like all nipple questions. Is the baby latching on? Do you know how to use the
were
nipple?
Were you only there when the lactation specialist was in the room?
Kind of, sort of. I remember they gave you a really good, really good mug. You remember those mugs?
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Well, the stuff you remember.
They do,
you know?
With their hospital number on it. So if you have any questions.
Yep.
You've got it with you all the time.
I stole a bunch of plastic gloves. Remember that? And I told Nick to steal a few this time because that's the dad's job is to get some of them plastic gloves. I mean, you're going to pay through your butt anyway for freaking insurance and everything. You may as well get some gloves out of the deal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't know if you guys can tell this, but I think Kim looks like kind of pooped today. I mean, you look nice, but you look tired. And the reason I think that is because you internalize
you look tired.
All this family stuff, you internalize all of it.
I do. I take it all on and it's killing my back right now.
It's not good for you.
It's killing my between my shoulder blades are just like on fire all the time.
Yeah. And I have a thought or a question and I wrote it in the notes. Anyone got any like surefire, awesome, I don't care if you think it's wackadoo, just cool stretches you can do
for
with your shoulders,
upper back
shoulder zone. Cause Kim has had really since
September.
Has it been that long? No.
Yeah. Since I got back from the trip right before Angel passed away. And
oh,
then,
yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's like a lot.
All this stuff.
It's a lot.
All these cancers and the whatnots. It's all starting to add up. And let me tell you a little something so that you don't have to say it.
Let me tell you a little something.
Your parents are wonderful human beings, all right? They're good, caring people. They're nice people.
They really are.
But your mom sometimes is a little stubborn to the point of detriment. And what I mean by that is, she's got a surgery coming up, and so does your dad. And they're so not willing to ask for help, that they were going to try to do all this on their own and drive all over town and get surgeries done while they're dealing with post-surgery issues and all that. Well, I guess what I'm saying is, don't be stubborn, and it's okay to get help here and there.
It's okay to take help.
Okay. It's okay to do that. That's what we've learned. All right. Let's get to some of the other stuff going on.
That's what we've learned.
Kim and I, for the first time in our entire marriage, I think, I could be wrong about this, but the first time in our entire marriage, we watched the Super Bowl by ourselves. That was weird, right?
It was nice, though. I made some wings.
I liked it.
And we chilled, and it was kind of a weekend after Van's birthday party, and we knew Nick and B were any day now, and everything was going on, so we were like, okay, we're going to take the afternoon and just chill. We went for a walk before, which was really nice, and then we got to just chill and watch the game.
And we enjoyed the game. It was a really good game.
Yeah, it was a really good game.
Don't care about the commercials, so we just talked a lot. And
there were a couple of funny ones. It used to be 90% really funny commercials. Now it's 10%.
They're all out of ideas. And it costs too much money. They can't do anything crazy. Yeah. But that was just a weird thing, because I don't think in our whole marriage there was always some sort of Super Bowl get together somewhere.
Yeah. Or we weren't.
We just didn't.
And we're like, oh, wait, today's the Super Bowl.
we would host something, usually.
Yeah. But we've had all the kids over and stuff, but it was just a lot going on this last week.
But I have to admit, I kind of liked just the, I don't know. I'd do that again.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with just me and you. We get along all right.
We get along just fine.
people wonder why I turned this way. It's because you're over there.
Okay.
It's changed. You used to be over there. But now you're.
Yes, that's true.
Over there.
I'm just looking right at you, which kind of puts me looking right into the camera.
We used to do these live when we started, and now it's all changed around. So I guess they hadn't seen me turning, but before you were over there. Now, if I do that occasionally, I do it with the Carter thing too, just know that it's because she's there. And if we're both on camera,
I am to Scott's
it actually
left.
Works. So on the dual screen?
Yeah.
Here, I'll
show you. Oh, it looks like you're pointing at me.
See? I go like this. See? On that?
That's great.
Anyway.
That's funny.
Real stupid. what else is going on? So on the back stretches, there's a few people talking in there. If you have a thought or you want to send it via text, you can do that, and we'll check those out in real time on the show here. 801-471-0462. I just got one from J.K. Grammer. Would you like me to read it?
Sure, do it.
Me and Sarah can't wait to meet you and Kim and everyone in Vegas. We'll be Mr. and Mrs. J.K. Grammer in 1 month. March 16th is their big wedding
date. Their wedding date. I keep watching their stuff where they go to visit the venues and things like that. It looks super fun.
Yeah, you guys seem to be having a ball getting ready for this thing.
That's great.
He says, do you guys have any advice for a long and happy marriage?
Scott makes me laugh every day.
Super Bowls by yourselves.
Super Bowls by yourselves. that's something I have told people for years. You've made me laugh at least once.
Every day, at least. Now,
some days are
more.
Harder than others, and it's sometimes he's oh, it's 11:30, and he'll think of something or say something, and I laugh, and you're like, okay, just at the end of the wire there. Yeah. Just on the wire.
Sometimes we've gotten close, and I've always worried, what happens the day I can't make you laugh? What do we do then?
What do we do then?
The only exceptions we've had is there've been a couple of times when you've been out of town or at your sister's or something in Mississippi, didn't talk that day.
Yeah.
But that's different.
Oh, that's
if different. We have had a conversation, if we are communicating in some way, if I don't make you laugh every day, then the marriage is over. We're out. Right?
That's not for everyone.
Zoe says
not everyone's a comedian.
Zoe says Scott has us laughing every day. Oh, is that true, Zoe?
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if that's true or not. I feel like there are days where I struggle to be funny. Anyway, congratulations to the both of you. That is an amazing achievement in marital status.
Well, thank you.
I'm excited to meet these guys. That'll be great.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah. And I don't. As far as any other advice, I don't know. Just be honest with each other. Don't sweat the stupid stuff. Stay out of debt.
I always laugh when people are like, money. Don't go to bed angry. And I'm like, sometimes you need to go to bed angry.
Yeah. Because then you can have the forgiveness hoo-ha. You know what I mean?
We're calling it hoo-ha.
I probably shouldn't call it hoo-ha. Anyway, but yeah, for real, don't sweat the small stuff. And on the big stuff, just be aligned with each other. And everything in between will take care of itself. And
You guys are a good start so far. You look like you're having a lot of fun together.
Yeah, you guys seem like perfect for each other ever since you met. So we're happy for you. Let's check another one. We got another one just came in. This is from, let's see, 2 tennis balls in a sock, stretching neck between shoulder blades. Oh, 2 tennis balls in a sock. I first thought this was a weird sex move or something. I didn't know what this was. You know, I mean, you don't know. I don't want to assume anything.
Okay.
But you take 2 tennis balls. They sent a photo as well.
Okay, that's what I need to see. Because I'm like, is it like this way where you go across?
Okay, see that? You see that?
Yep.
Okay, so it looks like, here, Chad, I'll show you as well. This is what they sent. So it looks like, let me shrink this up so we can see.
Who sent that?
This doesn't say
who
this is. It's anonymous. It's just a phone number. But so anyway, they put like 2 together like that.
I was going to say, that looks like Leslie's hand.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does. Weird, right? It's a little Leslie-ish hand. Anyway, it says, where is it? 2 tennis balls in a sock, stretching neck and between shoulder blades. And then they added to that, this is September. Oh, it's September.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Well, hello.
That just came in. Okay, well, that's cool. We could try that. Yeah. Any
you need to try anything.
Does a sock is the sock important? What kind of sock it is? Could you just put like a?
Well, it just keeps them together. That's why.
That's the only okay. Mm-hmm. So nothing special there. And we just got one from Nick in Western Ma. What's MA? Massachusetts mm-hmm. or Maryland?
Massachusetts, I think.
MR is Maryland. Or no, wait, MY? Whatever.
I don't know. I'm the worst.
Here it is. It says, hey, Scott and Kim, had a dream just before Christmas that my wife and young kids booked an Airbnb in Utah, specifically the one and only Kim and Scott Johnson. So they were in an
Very
Airbnb
cool.
with us.
Okay.
In typical fashion, our kids cried and screamed all night. And in typical fashion, Kim kicked us out in the snow. Love the show, though, Nick from Western.
In typical
Mass.
Fashion. What are you talking about?
He's kidding, of course. You would never do that. But I feel like we got another message like that. Maybe it's the same person and he's doubling up here.
People are having dreams about staying at our house.
Oh, it is. Okay, I'll read this again because he also sent this before. So this is twice we've gotten this. He just wanted to make sure he got it on the air today. He says, wanted to know if you heard my voicemail just before Christmas, blah, 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 dream of Scott and Kim. In a nutshell, my wife and I, along with a fictional baby, booked a night at Scott and Kim's Airbnb, a.k.a. their house. The baby screamed all night, and against all previous knowledge of Kim's demeanor, she kicked us out into the harsh, cold Utah night. Dreams, right? Love the show.
I sound so mean.
You would never do that.
I would never do that.
She would never kick you out. In fact, she would do whatever the opposite of that is. You could be a total turd, and she would make you more at home. You could stand up
Looks
and
like
pee on everything
night.
And go,
like
well, now
breakfast?
It's okay. Lay on the couch. I'll bring you another meal. And that's how that stuff goes, man. Thank you for that.
Shoulder.
Are you dying, hun?
Dying.
I don't want you to die. I want you to live. Can you live?
I'm trying.
I don't like that your back hurts so bad. It's usually me with the stupid back crap.
It's just on fire. Right between my shoulder blades.
So people at home, yeah, I know not everyone's live here. So anyone at home who has great advice about back stretch, shoulder business. If you went to a deep tissue massage that,
I did do that.
Sort
just
of worked for like
me.
A day and it hurt real bad. So I didn't really
it
do anything.
It started to help, but it just kind of keeps getting worse and worse. And yeah. And it's just stress. I know. I have lots of things on my plate right now.
And that cost like 3 video games or something to go get that done.
It didn't. It was like 1.
Well, $70.
1 video game.
Well, that's only brand new AAA stuff now.
Well,
I get 2.
We're getting real particular there.
I get 2 mid-range games for that and about 5 indies for that. I'm just saying. Was it worth it?
Yes.
Because it didn't seem like it worked.
It did for a while.
You should demand your money back.
Oh, my gosh. You don't even understand how massages work, do you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I know there's some happy ending deal. And there's some kinda, what else do? They just rub you, you know? To get your butt cheeks going. I don't know what they do. I've only had 1 serious massage once from a lady who had a cane. Do you remember that lady?
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I think she came to the house even.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets up on the table and like gets on you.
Yeah.
Like a monkey up there. And just like doing stuff. It's really weird. Anyway.
But it worked.
Send us in your ideas. We'd love to hear them. 801-471-0462. We got one more here from JK, who says, best advice for back relief is a massage from your spouse. Your back feels better, and maybe you'll get some sexy time out of it.
In for that?
Can confirm. What's this you have?
It's a duck.
Look, everyone, a little tiny duck. Kim. So this is from Steve. Steve left this. He has this thing where he leaves a little duck everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give anything away, but keep your eyes open in Vegas for something. Okay. That's all. I didn't give it away.
You don't know how to keep any secrets at all.
I didn't give it away. All right. Now we do ghost time. Just kidding. I'm not doing that.
Have that. Ghost stories with Scott.
That's right. Let's get to...
That's actually a really good idea.
Couple of things
here. That's what
here.
They want to hear.
Oh, we got another one here. It says, so I had upper back pain and my chiropractor told me to stretch my chest and clavicle muscles, and that totally worked. Yours in podcasting, Tom Norm.
Okay.
Like this?
Yeah.
Let me try it.
Actually, whenever I got the massage, she put my arm behind my back like that. Yeah. Hooked like her arm arrested. Through it and like pulled this way. It really worked well.
Oh, look how close I am to the camera. All right.
I can see your nose hairs.
Ain't nobody asked for that. This is an email we got. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
This came to skimshow@gmail.com, and it says the following. Hi, Scott and Kim. I am writing to you both today looking for some advice. 2 years ago, this is from Jessica, by the way. 2 years ago, I suddenly lost my dad to a massive heart attack. He and my mom had been married for 40 plus years. Needless to say, my mom and I were devastated by the grieving process, and it has been hard. 10 months after my dad passed, my mom asked me if I was okay with her dating again. I feel like okay. I went through some
10 months.
Thing here.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I told her that I love her and I want her to be happy, but if she was looking for my blessing, I wasn't in an emotionally ready place to give it to her. She dropped the subject and didn't bring it up again until 3 months later when I found out she had been dating a guy for 6 months and she had been with him to this day. Now, while this man is good to my mom, I'm finding it hard to like him. So I guess my question is this. Scott, when your mom started her relationship with John, how did you handle that? Do you have any advice? Thanks to you both. Love the show, Jessica.
It's really hard to have a parent who is an adult.
Yeah.
And can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And start dating someone. But I think it's hard when they asked and you said no, because they were already dating, obviously.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's almost a forgiveness, not permission. That maybe they should have asked, the parents should have asked for, but it's at the same time, they're an adult. They should be able to do whatever
it's their lives.
Are comfortable with.
And I was like that with mom. I wanted my mom to be happy. Yeah. And if that made her happy, then I'm not going to deny her that.
But I understand
it's hard
feeling
though.
Like, do I trust someone else to date my mother? You know, that would be
here's
hard.
The thing I think you should need to remember, and this is something I have to remind myself all the time. Just because it worked in my mom's favor to do that doesn't mean I have to really like him. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or I don't have to, I mean, I like him just fine. I don't have to somehow search deeply to find another father-son relationship out of it.
No,
That's not my responsibility.
That's not what you're looking for.
No.
You have your own life and she has hers.
And even if she expects that from me, I don't need to do that. That is not part of the deal. So, hey, it'd be awesome if suddenly it was like, whoa, we have so much in common. I'm so glad that this happened. And that can happen. I'm sure that happens to people all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the new person is just amazing for the fit or whatever with everybody else. But most of the time, they're going to feel like an encroacher just for the fact that they can't replace your real parent.
And they're not them.
Yeah, and it's okay, right? It's fine.
I think it's okay. I think it's important to accept what your mom's... going through, but also what she's decided. It's her decision.
Yeah.
I know that's hard for a lot of kids to deal with, but as an adult, I think it's a little easier because you want the same for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want someone else telling you what to do.
Yeah, I agree. And also just, I would never want to tell her she can't do a thing, but I can tell you right now, if you died tomorrow, it's not happening. I'm alone forever. For real. I can't do it.
All right.
I can't do it. I don't know about you.
I don't know about me either. I feel like I would want to just travel and, hang out with people.
How about you and, what's her name?
Me and who?
Lauren. You guys could just travel.
Oh, we just go.
Or your sister or something. You don't have to get married again.
That's true.
You're not allowed to get married again.
Okay.
I mean, you should do whatever you want to do, but I'm just going to be a mess. So if it happened to me, if it happens to me, if I don't go first, and I probably will go first for the record, but if I don't, there's a couch, there's reruns of Seinfeld, there's food. Yeah, I'm just not going to be, I'm going to be a miserable pile if that ever happens. And I cannot even imagine getting married to somebody else. Can't even think about that. That seems crazy to me. I'll just have weird sex on the weekends.
Someone needs to take care of you.
Well, that's true.
And your kids have their own lives.
It. Yeah, but Tay and Carter, they'll help me. Carter, are you over there?
No, she's upstairs. Okay.
They'll bring me pizzas and stuff. here's one. This is a voicemail. You want to hear this?
Yes.
All right. This is about King Cakes.
This is Mike Pichalik. I just wanted to call and say I love your show. And also, there's a little surprise coming to your P.O. box on Thursday, this Thursday. It might show up Friday, but it's Thursday. Since it is Mardi Gras, and we have an office in Louisiana as well, you are getting a king cake. I sat with you guys in 22, but there was no way of saying who it was from at that time. So enjoy
him?
It. Scott, stay away from the shug. I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll keep
I like that little of the stay away from the shug.
Stay out the shug, man. So hold on a second. Did we get that? Or do we not know if it got here yet?
Last year we did, but I didn't know it was from him. And
What about the one coming? Yeah, you're
I'm looking now because it's probably, I probably got a message in my thing. Anyway.
This little old lady is supposed to call us and say your shit showed up.
No, she just emails me and says, you have something in your P.O. box.
Oh, it's just an email?
Yeah.
I thought they texted you or something.
No, but I know the lady, Linda. She's awesome.
She's nice. She's like 102.
She is not.
Yeah. Something like that. Opens all her mail, looks at it first, repackages
my goodness.
It.
All right, anyway.
Just slapdashed it back together with some scotch tape and
Scott
spit.
Scott Johnson.
Okay, I made it up. She is actually very nice. She sometimes calls us late, though. Like
no,
or
she emails me the day we get stuff. So I'm sure I'll get one today.
Okay. All right.
I'll call over there. I'm excited, though.
I am, too.
I love king cake.
How can a king cake live in the mail, though?
Dude, thanks, Mike. It happens all the time. People ship king cakes everywhere.
You really?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big king cake shipping consortium?
In New Orleans. And
This is news to me.
A lot of king cakes have been made in the last week.
Here's one about, it's kind of going after me here, so I'll play it.
It's going after you? Yeah, okay.
You'll hear it.
Let's see.
Hey, this is Keg Tapper calling for the Skim Show. I just finished listening to episode 132, and it's just my opinion as a 57-year-old dude, but Kim doesn't sound old at all in any of her discussions, comments, or opinions. But Scott, you've been sounding like Old Man Johnson for at least the last 6 years, maybe longer. Love the show, though.
Hey, man. I don't get what? I don't know. I don't think I sound
it's
like...
It's because I'm not old.
I got to start being, I got to say things like, you're looking sus with your riz.
Oh my gosh, stop talking.
What's some of the new speak? I'm dripping, there's a real drip about my style or I don't know what it is. It's a bunch of shit.
I can't take that seriously at all. I don't think they will either.
No, but thanks a lot. Wait, who was that Keg Tapper again? Was that who it was?
Hey, this is Keg Tapper.
Yeah, Keg Tapper. I know who you are. I know where you live. I'm not that. Boy, do I really sound that old? Here's the thing. You know what? I haven't told you this yet.
Okay.
Here's a secret my wife doesn't
tell
know.
Me a secret.
Starting on last Monday, I've already talked about this on another show, so pardon me if you've heard this twice, but starting Monday, I committed to myself that I was not going to read any public social media main feeds, meaning like the public feed that's algorithmic.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you go to Instagram, what they feed you is just what they think you're going to want. I don't do that. This is on Twitter, everything, TikTok, whatever. Not doing any of that and not even doing the feed where it's people I follow.
Okay.
I will only go there to post things and to reply to those who are replying to me directly.
Okay.
And to read DMs. And then I'm mostly going to be in Discord. That was my goal. No news, no using social media for news information or any of that. Just going to avoid it. Because I'll admit, I used to be, here's how my typical morning would be. I get up, grab my phone.
First thing.
Go to the bathroom, go somewhere else, go whatever, and sit and read a bunch of front page Twitter crap or whatever.
Can attest to this,
yeah,
yes.
This is all happening.
I can hear it.
You can hear me in there.
My bedroom.
And I don't think it was helping me. I think it was actually really detrimental to my mental health.
It's never going to help you.
And so starting Monday, I committed. I was not going to do it.
Okay.
And I have held true. Today's Friday. I have yet to look. In fact, like last night on Core, the only time I mentioned this, the only time I've seen my public page on, in this case, Twitter.
Are people going to be offended by that, though? They're like, seriously, no. I post stuff on there all the time and Scott's not even looking.
I don't care.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Send me an at reply and I'll talk to you.
There like, you go. There you go.
I'm there now for what I was always there in the first place, which is interaction. That's what I want. Okay. Instead, Twitter wants to feed me stuff that outrages and keeps people hooked, but in a doom scrolly way. And I don't want to do that anymore. Yeah. I'm done being yanked around by my bottom lip that way. That's a weird way of saying that, but whatever.
Yes, it is.
So anyway, what I'm saying is I did this and I have stuck to it. And I can tell you that I am in the way betterest mood.
That's good.
That's not,
great.
Not even English, but I
way
feel
way betterest mood.
Yeah. Have you noticed that I've been in a better
yes,
mood?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's not just me. And I'm going to stick to it from here on out.
I think that's a really good idea.
Now, it doesn't
you'll get more
mean,
books read. You'll get more
yeah.
actual conversations with people.
I'm reading more,
really
like reading
good.
What I want to read more. I'm interacting more, which is funny because the focus is now open the app, look in the replies and go, oh, this guy liked this drawing. He wants to, has a question. I'm going to answer it. This guy says, congratulations on the baby. I can answer. I can talk to him.
Straight
like,
to him.
These are, this is where, this is why we started it in the first place. This is what social media was supposed to be. Instead, they realized the only way to really make money and be perpetually making money is to hook people on the teat of negativity.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't want to be
negativity
on that
tee. And what they're going to sell you is even sometimes that same realm of negative. You don't have this, so you need this.
That's right. So I have slapped that big, sweaty, moly, growths on it, hair on it teat out of my mouth.
Oh, no.
And it's not there anymore.
Kind of gross.
It is pretty gross. All right.
I did get on Discord finally this week and say I'm going to start sharing some things.
Are you gonna do, are you
I
gonna
haven't
do that?
Put. I haven't posted my recipe yet. I need to do that. I did show my new. I can't see the, here. Scroll that over so I can see what I look like. If
okay,
I can,
hold on. Let me pull up.
I do have
screen.
A new thing I was showing people, and it's my.
Oh yeah, look at that.
Oh, hold on.
Hold it that way. There you go.
There we go.
Kim has a tattoo.
I
for those at
tattoo.
Home who can't see this, Kim has a tattoo that are all the ingredients of her jambalaya recipe.
Yeah, kind
of
fun.
It doesn't have numbers. Like you don't know how much onion.
No,
to put in there,
but it's. It's kind of fun. It's a different one that I hadn't seen before, and I realized no one else will have one like mine.
Yeah. Try to decode
Sorry,
that,
try
everybody.
Try to stretch my back now.
Screen cap that and decode those symbols, because obviously it's scary stuff going
it's,
on there.
It's pretty fun.
Anyway, nice job on that. We just got a message from Tweep. It says, back advice, make sure to stretch really well before and after bed. Love all you do. Don't get arrested. Says Tweet.
I'll do my best.
To get arrested or stretch?
To not get arrested.
Or not get arrested.
To get arrested. I'll do my best.
Yeah, you probably should do your best to do your duty. Let's see. Oh,
yeah,
here's one from Claire.
Need to do more in the morning.
You want to hear one from the Irish freak show in our community?
All right.
Claire says her phone died, so she couldn't send this directly, so James is doing this for her, but said in the chat this, quote, place an arm on the side of a door opening like an L shape. You get that part? Place the other arm back and lean forward into the door opening.
I've met Claire. Claire does not sound like this.
I know. She's so. she's a potato. Here, I'm sending this to you so you have it.
Okay, great.
So there awesome. You go. It's off and on its way. Thank you, James. Thank you, Claire. One more. Oh, that's also from Claire. Changed my work phone just to say I can't wait to see you and Kim in Vegas, says Claire Gack.
Yay!
See, that's an international call.
I'm very excited.
By the way, this will take international calls. I just can't internationally reply to you. But I can take your texts. They come here just fine. So keep those coming, will you? Can you? Will you? Should you?
Absolutely.
All right. That is it for that. Let's see what else we got here. We got one more thing from Nick. Oh, no, that was him. We already read his. His was about the dream. And we can't help you with that. All right.
I can promise you I won't kick you out in the cold Utah evening with a baby.
It's very kind of you indeed. Okay, let's do one of these.
Uh-oh. almost washed your food down.
All right, let's do some food talk. You made something this week that I loved, and I can't remember what it was. Do you remember me going, ooh, we have to talk about this on the show?
Was it the cauliflower soup? Was it the jambalaya?
We've talked about those before. The jambalaya is insane this batch because it's mostly vegetables. Well, it's entirely vegetables,
it's
but
a vegetarian
lots
batch.
More in it, and they're crunchy and so good. Oh my gosh.
I did make you those carrots today. I don't know if we've talked about my balsamic carrots.
Kim makes in killer balsamic carrots.
They're just
KBC, we call it.
KBC.
Yep.
A little bit of butter, salt, and balsamic glaze.
And then what else?
They're so good.
Why does my camera keep moving? What else?
I think it's you.
There was something else, though. It wasn't the curry. We talked about that last time.
Was it the salmon?
No. You made something during your stress cooking. Kim cooks when she stress cooks. So she does.
So yeah, the day the baby was born, I made a batch of cauliflower soup, a batch of jambalaya, some salmon and mashed potatoes and salad for dinner.
She basically cooked everything in the fridge.
It's what I do.
She stress cooks. I stress eat. So it works out well.
It's perfect.
But no, whatever it was so good, and it was so amazing.
What did I make?
And it was soupy, but it wasn't one of these soups you're talking about. And it was days ago. And like, Alicia was here, and she had it. It was one of those dinners.
Okay.
And I can't remember it.
I don't remember which soup I made.
This is a great podcast. We really nailed
soup's the medium. Good this time of year. That's all I know.
Yeah.
And so I do. The thing is I will get started with things that I have in the fridge sometimes and then just kind of go with it.
Yeah. And you just wing it and you're like, how's this taste? And I'm like, that tastes great. And then we eat it and then we're happy.
Okay.
But I don't remember at all. Like, can you guys imagine? Let's say Kim does leave me or disappears or somehow is no longer with us. All right. Can you imagine me now? Then what am I gonna eat? What am I gonna do?
I don't know.
I can't.
It'll
it's
be
not
toast
that
toast and
I'll be depressed, so it'll be gross toast. Right? I'll be making toast with like I don't know
sardines.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Oh my gosh.
The kids are gonna have to save me. I hope they remember
I don't
all
plan
we've done
to disappear
for them. No, you're here, you know, and we told everybody already, you got with all these diagnoses and your family and stuff.
Oh my gosh,
Kim got all her tests and they're all in the clear. Everything's good.
Made me feel a lot better. My back's still killing me.
Kimchi toast. Now they're talking kimchi toast. 9 of 12.
I do have everything to make kimchi. Yeah, I need to make some kimchi. I need to get a kimchi fridge in the garage so that my whole refrigerator doesn't smell like pickled things when I make them.
We can't have that. Claire just said that I need to peel your arm skin off so I have that recipe.
Ew.
After you're gone. No, we could take it, taxidermy it, put it on the wall.
Taxidermy it?
Wasn't that what it is when you take skin and make it
you're
last?
You're going to stretch it like a piece of leather?
Preserve it?
Yikes.
Like fruit leather? Anyway, we'll try to remember what that amazing thing is you made because I can't stop thinking about it.
You can't stop thinking about it, but you don't know what it was?
Nope.
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know
what
it was.
What did I make?
It was really good, but I don't remember. Oh, it's going to really piss me off.
I'm like, I don't know.
You know what's going to happen is I'm going to remember after the show.
It'll be like 2 in the morning and you'll just sit up and go, gazpacho.
You didn't make... although your jambalaya is good cold, by the way.
It is like a salsa.
Like a salsa or even just with a spoon in a bowl. Tastes like
it's
just
true.
Heaven either way you eat it. I wish you guys could have some of this. It's so good. Nothing with rice, Claire. I've been avoiding rice. It wasn't rice based. I don't even eat her jambalaya with rice. I eat just jambalaya, like soup. Most people eat it with rice, but I can't think of what it is. Kim does not have a gazpacho recipe, or do you?
Was it a bean thing I made? Because I do like making
beans,
cannellini bean soups and stuff like that.
I don't remember.
What? Yikes.
Was it a pea thing? Like a like split pea or...
You do like split pea soup. I don't know. I haven't made that in a little while.
Maybe we talked about that.
That's probably what it is.
Well, I didn't eat it, so why am I thinking of that?
Because you're that excited about it.
Damn it, dude. This is going to bug me to no end.
You had it. You were like, ugh!
I know.
Something.
It's really stupid. All right. That's all right. That's it for today's show. Thank you all for listening. If you like what we do here and you'd like to toss a buck or two our way, we do kind of consider this part of the Frog Pants Patreon, which is kind of like the big overall, like all the extras kind of thing. And doing that over there is really easy. Go to patreon.com/frogpants and that's linked, and all the other cool things about the show are linked at frogpants.com/skim. And I think the good news is, well, we're going to keep streaming this live.
Awesome.
Okay. We stopped for a long time, but now we're bringing it back.
Here we go.
Occasionally there'll be an episode when we're on the road or something where we can't do it that way, but we'll mostly do it live. We're doing it live. Oh, and I have 15 minutes until Play Retro, so this is perfect.
All right.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. Kim, anything else you want to say before we go?
Don't get arrested.
Don't get arrested. We'll see you next time.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com. No.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.